come and you want go home. Isa de, delat come and you want go home.
I love that song. I especially love the way you do.
Isa de, yo.
I love that. Do you know any other songs with that in it?
No, I'm afraid I don't, Charlie, unless you care to hear Zippity Doodah.
Pass.
Well, then I just get another load. Been working hard on the chain gang. Been working...
Charlene.
Oh, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to get out of here by 6:30.
You got a hot date?
No, I got a meeting with the Citizens' Right Coalition.
Anthony, I didn't know you were political.
Oh, yeah. I got interested in politics during my unfortunate incarceration. I held the elected post of snack bar supervisor and auditor, mainly at the behest of Mr. T. Tommy Reed, whose acquaintance you've made, and Willie Big Razor Wilson. But you see, T. Tommy was addicted to Snickers bars, and Willie Big Razor was really into Fifth Avenues. I mean big. And they wanted me to supply them. So they came to me and asked me to run for snack bar supervisor. I told them I did not believe that I would care to. Well, a few hours later, Big Razor tore down a large piece of lead pipe, and he beat me real good about the head and ears. It was at that point I decided that I would like to have a career in politics after all.
Well, I'm ready to go to dinner. And here you all are, still unpacking that stuff. What on earth have you been doing?
We have been working for 9 hours straight. We are tired. Our feet hurt, our backs ache, and we are not in the mood
to hear you complain.
Well, now, I told you I'd be happy to help you all on these things if you just give me some advance notice.
Suzanne, I told you about this shipment a week ago.
A week? Ha! You must be joking. I need a lot more time in a week. We are talking standing appointments here. I mean, you know, if you start breaking those, there's a whole line of women just waiting to move right into your time slot. Do you know who did these routes today? Mr. Donnie himself. Mr. Donnie doesn't even touch roots, but he did it for me because of who I am and what I stand for.
I picked up a shovel and I went to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal and straw ball said, bless my soul.
Why don't you just get Anthony to finish it?
Because Anthony cannot do all this by himself.
Well, maybe if he would work a little faster and sing a little less.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Hey, it's after 6. Let's watch the news.
Why? What's on it?
Well, I don't know, Suzanne. That's why they call it news.
Buckingham Palace announced today that Prince Andrew and the Duchess of York have requested no more gifts for little baby Beatrice.
Boy, they're going to have problems with that kid.
Why?
Well, just look at her. She looks like that aunt.
Diana?
No, you know, the one who's always riding horses, looks like a horse.
Who looks like a horse?
You know, what's her face?
No, I don't know. Who?
Oh, for crying out loud, Charlene, Mrs. Ed. I don't know. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I think she's referring to Princess Anne.
Princess Anne? Suzanne, I cannot believe you called Princess Anne Mrs. Ed. Princess Anne is a wonderful person.
She talks through her nose.
She does not.
Well, now, Charlene, I'm afraid I'm going to have to agree with Suzanne on this one. I mean, have you ever heard her interview?
No, what's wrong with her?
Nothing. She just sounds like, hey, Mickey, John, you want to be the burden. That's like Satan. But the horse is having a jolly good time, though. I guess it was not to turn to floor.
I, for one, cannot believe the royal family named the baby Beatrice. I mean, whatever happened to decent names like Tiffany and Shannon?
Oh, they all come around again, Charlene. The great ones always do.
And Lord knows, most of the women who have left their mark on the world were named Tiffany or Shannon.
Shh. Hey, this is the guy we're having a meeting about tonight. He's one of the commissioners we're trying to get recalled.
Commissioner Briquette, you've started an organization recently, Stand Up for America. Would you tell us a little about that?
Basically, John, we're a group of concerned citizens who are trying to rekindle some of those lost values of family, decency, and patriotism.
Well, those are nice buzzwords, Commissioner, but can you be more specific?
Certainly. I'm not afraid to say it. We're going to reclaim America from the kooks and the weirdos. We're not ashamed to say that we believe Prayer does belong in America's classrooms, as well as our wonderful Pledge of Allegiance.
This guy is incredible. I mean, he has cocktail parties for Ollie North. He even flies the American flag on the trunk of his car.
Well, gee, it's a free country. I mean, that's no reason to recall him.
Right. Just wait, you'll see.
But on the local level, I want to ask about your controversial program to reduce the number of shelters for the homeless here in Atlanta.
All I've said is, we want to return the streets back to the people who pay for them. You reduce the number of shelters, you stop the donation, and you'll force a good number of these beggars and panhandlers to get a job and take care of themselves, or let their families take the responsibility for them.
This man's an idiot. What does he mean? Take care of themselves. If they could take care of themselves, they wouldn't be on the street. Have their families take responsibility for them? What kind of proposal is that? I mean, does he really think that Ward and June Cleaver are just waiting to be notified what corner little Beaver's sleeping on?
Hear that? Jerry Mathers has done all right for himself, hasn't he? I mean, have y'all seen the new Beaver remake?
Shh. Julia, please don't watch. Wilson Briquet is against everything that you believe in.
Well, I believe in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I believe in prayer. I just don't think you can make it mandatory in the classroom.
This is a copy of a complaint we obtained from the Commission of Fair Employment Practices filed by an ex-female staffer of yours who says that you do not promote or support women.
Julia, please don't watch. Save yourself. You're going to have a heart attack.
My position is I believe in equal pay for equal work. And when I see a woman who is actually doing equal work, I have no qualms about supporting that.
This guy's begging for it. This guy's going to need a bodyguard to get home.
I'll tell you quite frankly, I don't understand what all these women are complaining about. They rock the cradle. They control the purse strings. They rule the world. And now they want to revive the Equal Rights Amendment again. For what? So that they can destroy the American family? So that they can join the army, eat out of tin cans, and carry an Uzi? Just doesn't make any sense.
Look at Julia's face, all the color's draining out of it.
The complainant also alleges that you only hire attractive women to serve on your office staff. Now, what do you say to that charge?
I say she flatters herself.
I want this man hurt. And I want to be the one who does it.
I told you.
We've been talking with Commissioner Wilson Briquet.
And if you would care to express an opposing viewpoint, please call our office here at WTGB. Just dial 555-NEWS. We provide 1 minute at the close of each news day for citizen rebuttal. And now here's George with the weather.
Oh, thank goodness that's over. Now, can we please go to dinner?
Why do I have the feeling that we're not going to be going to dinner? Do you have that same feeling?
Yeah. I see a speeding car. We're in it. We're eating fast food, and we're going to WTGB.
Julia, I can't believe this man's walking the streets, much less holding public office.
Anthony, you coming?
I can't. I got to go to my meeting.
Hello, this is Julia Sugarbaker. Yes, I was just watching your interview with Commissioner Wilson Briquet. Well, I'd like to ask for one of those citizen minutes to respond. Yes, I can come down right now. Yes, I understand that I may not be selected. Right, see you then. I'm sorry. I just could not let this one pass. You all know you don't have to go with me if you don't want to.
Yes, we know, Julia, but when you kick somebody's teeth in, we like to feel that we're a part of it, too.
Hurry, Joe, hurry up. You're going to miss it. Oh, Julia, this is so exciting. You're going to be on any minute.
Oh, great. Now what's wrong with this thing?
I know. I hope we didn't blow the picture tube.
Well, I know someone who's not going to think Julia's so wonderful.
Who?
Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett?
Hey, you know, that black guy with the bow tie. Where have you been, Charlene? I mean, that's what we're doing here.
Suzanne, his name is not Wilson Pickett. It's Wilson Briquet. Wilson Pickett's a black singer.
Okay, so I was close.
Well, how do you figure you were close? Because they're both black. You might as well have said Don King.
Who's Don King?
Who's Don King? You don't know who he is either.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is. He's that guy who sings Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles? Suzanne, Don King does not sing Tiny Bubbles. That's Don Ho.
Mary Jo!
Well, she just does this to drive me insane. It's like we're the Smothers Brothers, and she's Tommy, and I'm Dick.
What is the matter? I don't know, Mary Jo. It's just Charlene. She's in here raving about Tiny Bubbles and calling herself Dick.
Mary Jo, it's your TV. It's on the blink.
Oh, I forgot I've been doing that lately.
Well, Mary Jo, hurry up. It's almost on. We're going to miss it.
I'm getting it. I'm trying to fix it.
There it is. There it is. Having to eat out of tin cans and carry Uzis.
Tip over.
Sorry.
And when asked to respond to a secretary's charge that he only hires attractive female office staff, his pathetic defense was, she flatters herself. Well, Mr. Brickett, I think you're confused. I think it's you who flatter yourself that you are in any way a legitimate member of the Board of Commissioners, that you are a viable public representative, that you are, in fact, even a spokesperson for anyone other than an arrogant, narrow, callous, insensitive, ignorant, and ill-informed constituency of one.
The views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.
I'm just sick. I wish we could have seen the whole thing.
Oh, Charlene, it wasn't that great.
You can say that again. I mean, what'd that guy say anyway? Don't give bums money. Women shouldn't have guns. So what?
That's good, Suzanne. You have a real grasp for condensing things. Maybe you could get a job with Reader's Digest.
Hello? Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Just a minute.
Hello? Well, hi, Anthony. Oh, Anthony, thank you so much. Well, you're joking. Oh, no, that's preposterous. Well, all right. Well, we can talk about it tomorrow morning. Okay, well, bye.
Well, what was that all about?
Well, that was Anthony calling on behalf of his citizens' rights group.
Oh, they want to congratulate you?
No. They want me to run for commissioner against Wilson Brickett.
Well, Mrs. Sugarbaker, we just want you to know that we are completely serious about this, and we want to see your name on that ballot.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mishmeyer. I will give it some thought.
Please do. And, Anthony, you keep after her about this.
Well, I'll do my best. Bye,
right.
Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lise.
Well, that was interesting.
Julia, I just cannot believe that you are seriously considering running for public office.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I mean, she's made for it, and the Board of Commissioners is perfect because she can still keep sugar bakers.
Well, Mary Jo, it would take a lot of my time, and I've never run for office before. Maybe I'm not qualified.
Maybe?
Well, that's never stopped anybody else from running.
You know what I dreamed last night? I dreamed that Julia was elected commissioner, and then she became mayor of Atlanta, and then governor of Georgia, and then she worked her way all the way up to the White House, and she actually became the first woman president of the United States. We all drove to Washington, D.C. to visit her, and we took the White House tour, and then we got asked to leave because Suzanne wouldn't stay on the plastic runner.
As I was saying, I think you'd make a great candidate. Lord knows you've got the mouth for it.
Well, Anthony, you're being awful quiet. What do you think about all this?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, you're bright, innovative, articulate, and I think it would be kind of fun to be your coach.
Coach?
Well, yeah, they asked me. I mean, somebody's got to get you ready for your first debate.
Debate? Wait a minute.
And don't worry. I'm up on all the issues, and I don't like to brag, but I do have an A in political science.
Anthony, I'm not concerned about your qualifications. I haven't agreed to any debate.
Well, now, Julia, you're going to have to meet Wilson Brickett in some kind of public forum. All the other candidates are.
Other candidates?
Well, sure. Julia will be one of five or six other candidates filing. But the Citizens Coalition feels that you have the best chance of making him look bad.
Why?
Because you're just the kind of woman that he hates. No offense, but what they don't know and what kind of has me concerned is that before you can make him mad, he'll make you mad, and then you'll go off on one of your machine gun, hellfire, and brimstone diatribes. The whole podium will go up in flames. We'll have to run up and drag you off the stage. And then people will begin to think that you're just a big-mouth, man-busting, liberal, pinko nutcase. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but I have to say these things if I'm going to be your coach.
Well, first of all, I have not agreed to any of this, but just for the record, let me assure you that if I did agree to speak publicly with Mr. Brickett, you would not see one feather ruffled on my side of the cage.
Ha! That'll be the day. Really, Julia, let's be honest. You have been known to lose your temper in public on occasion.
When did I lose my temper?
Julia, be serious. You're the Terminator.
Name one time.
Well, what about last week at the bank? This guy in a red Corvette pulls up and he parks in one of those handicapped spaces. And so Julia gets out, goes over to him, starts calling him this selfish, degenerate, spineless slacker. And then he gets out of the car. He's crippled.
An unfortunate incident. I apologized.
Yes, well, that kind of behavior in politics can be fatal.
You know, Anthony, you sound very impressive. I think you're going to be a real good coach.
Well, I've had the best teachers.
At junior college?
No, T. Tommy and Big Razor. Anyway, Julia, what I'm trying to say is that this is one time you can't go around saying everything that you feel, even if it happens to be true.
Oh, well, then there's no way. I mean, Julia will just have a stroke and die before this campaign ever gets off the ground.
Well, I had no idea you people considered me a raging maniac. You must be frightened to come to work. I mean, just because I feel passionately about certain subjects does not mean that I am unable to control myself in public or anywhere else, for that matter. As a matter of fact, the more I think about this, the more I like the idea of running for office. It's an idea that I have toyed with from time to time. I do care about the issues, and I don't like Wilson Rickett.
Well, now that sounds like an acceptance speech to me.
We're back. If you've just joined us on Weekend Forum, we're talking to Commissioner Wilson Rickett and Atlanta businesswoman Julia Sugarbaker, who recently filed as a candidate for Commissioner Rickett's board seat. Caller, you're on the air. You have a question?
Yeah. I'm a member of the National Rifle Association, and I support Commissioner Burkett's stand on every American's inalienable right to bear arms. And I'm not any redneck deer hunter. I'm a professional man who's simply interested in protecting his family.
Amen.
Mrs. Sugarbaker.
The facts are, number one, a 7-day waiting period does not prohibit anyone from obtaining a gun unless he or she happens to have a criminal record.
Commissioner?
Mrs. Sugarbaker, you're a smart gal and a pretty one, too. When you go out at night alone, I bet you carry some kind of little handgun in your purse. Now, how would you feel if you were robbed and raped during that 7-day period while you waited approval for that handgun?
Well, Commissioner, I'd probably feel as badly as you would feel if you were molested and shot by someone who'd just gotten out of prison and bought a gun on that very same day.
Amen.
We'll return after this message.
Judith, you are doing just great. That last thing really got him rattled.
He called me gal. I hate that.
10 seconds.
Okay, now let's just settle fine. Down.
Just keep your sense of
humor. Clear, please. Clear, please.
Oh. Well,
roll tape.
Your color's good. You need a glossy
lip. Tape is rolling.
Fluff, quiet. Hair. Uh-huh.
Quiet, please.
You're on the air with Weekend Forum. Caller, you have a question.
My children attend school here in Atlanta, and I do not appreciate Commissioner Burkett's lack of support for our extracurricular fine arts programs like dance and ballet.
Listen, when the petticoat sports can attract a gate that pays for itself, like basketball and football, then I'll get excited. Anyway, I think we should spend less time worrying about the screwball curriculums and get back to the basic 3 R's.
Screwball curriculums? Petticoat sports? I bet you think Refrigerator Perry is a better athlete than Mikhail Baryshnikov. I mean, I don't know what kind of an ignoramus. I fully support a more expanded program of liberal arts in the public schools and would do my best to encourage funding.
And all I can say is amen to this wonderful caller, because I, too, want to hear the Pledge of Allegiance recited in the classroom again. By the way, you people listening in may be interested to know that flag sales in this country right now are at an all-time high.
Mrs. Sugarbaker?
I think the Pledge of Allegiance is wonderful, and so is the flag. You know, it's not an official American document. It was taken from a children's magazine.
Yes, but should reciting it be mandatory?
No. It should be a privilege.
And I just don't think I could buffer someone like Mrs. Sugarbaker, who is so obviously against school prayer.
You know, it warms my heart to hear a caller like this, because it gives me the hope that we are not going to allow the liberals of this country to take us down the pike again. That's why this issue is coming out of the closet and back into the classroom, where it has always belonged since this nation of ours was founded.
Mrs. Sugarbaker.
Let me say once again that I am not against prayer.
Oh, these people are never against prayer, per se. They're what I call 14% Christians. They go to church one day a week and spend the next 6 trying to keep morals and decent values out of our schools and government, the very 2 institutions that should be instilling these things into our young people to begin with. Well, I say there's a reason we call it one nation under God. Indivisible. Maybe Mrs. Sugarbaker has just forgotten what that phrase was all about.
No, Mr. Rickett, I have not forgotten. I was thinking that you seem to have forgotten the phrase separation of church and state, but the one thing I did forget was just how divisive and dishonest and distasteful someone like you can be. I've sat here today and listened to you pander to these people, but you don't actually care about them, or you wouldn't be sitting here reinforcing their ignorance and prejudices.
You heard that, caller. She just called you ignorant and prejudiced.
I do not think everyone in America is ignorant. Far from it. But we are today probably the most uneducated, underread, and illiterate nation in the Western Hemisphere, which makes it all the more puzzling to me why the biggest question on your small mind is whether or not little Johnny is going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. I'll tell you something else, Mr. Briquette. I have had it up to here with you and your phony issues and your Yankee Doodle yakking. If you like reciting the Pledge of Allegiance every day, then I think you should do it in the car, in the shower, wherever the mood strikes you. But don't try to tell me when or where I have to say or do or salute anything, because I am an American too, and that is what being an American is all about. And another thing, I am sick and tired of being made to feel that if I am not a member of a little family with 2.4 children who goes just to Jerry Falwell's church and puts their hands over their hearts every morning, that I am unreligious, unpatriotic, and un-American, because I have news for you, Mr. Briquette. All liberals are not kooks any more than all conservatives are fascists. And the last time I checked, God was neither a Democrat nor a Republican. And just for your information, yes, I am a liberal, but I am also a Christian. And I get down on my knees and pray every day on my own turf, on my own time. And one of the things that I pray for, Mr. Briquette, is that people with power will get good sense, and people with good sense will get power, and that the rest of us will be blessed with the patience and the strength to survive the people like you in the meantime.
It's a day, oh. Daylight come, and me won't go home.